back on What's On Your Mind on the road today. Coming to you live and direct from the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill in Jamestown. And you know what? They open up for lunch at 11. So if you're in and around the area, come on by and have a great bite to eat at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. We're out to find the best of everything in the Plains. And a lot of folks said to us, boy, you can't go to Jamestown and not go to the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. So guess where we're at? We're here. And how many times you've been Jamestown, been through Jamestown, maybe not been here. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're going to be going a lot of places all throughout the Northern Plains to celebrate the best. So we're going to chat a little later on with Sherry Heyer about some of the things on the menu, some of the things that bring people back again and again to the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. We're going to chat with Terry Wanzek. He's a senator from here, a farmer from here. I think Terry's got over 10,000 acres of land that he, along with his dad and his brother, farm near Jamestown here. And they also have a lot of value-added things they do as well. They have a seed cleaning plant and a bulk processing facility for beans that they do. So they do bulk feed processing for livestock customers. But he's also state senator. So we're going to talk mostly about agriculture, but obviously is a legislative leader as well. So look forward to chatting with Terry Wanzek a little later on the program. Good friend of the show, Jamestown. We want to catch up with him. What's on your mind? That's the question we ask here on the program every single day, and you get a chance to tell us at 800-228-0550, and we've kind of run the gamut today on topics. A big game tonight. University of North Dakota takes on the Minnesota Gophers. G-O-P-H-E-R. Gophers, yeah. I've been saying chokers, and I don't know why. I just trip up my tongue there sometimes. But
liar.
Anyway, guessing
if only a liar liar's pants would actually catch fire, Scott, you'd have burned up quite a while
ago. Trouble. I called it a typo on the Facebook page, so kind of coincidental that I'd have a trip of the tongue on the air and a typo on the Facebook page. But how are we doing, by the way? We're up to nearly 20 votes, and earlier I was a little disturbed because there were more Gopher fans. You know, we provoked a lot of them now. I see people that have their profile picture as a Minnesota Gopher logo. That's never a good sign. It looks like we're getting close, but we still need your votes at Facebook. And if you want to let us know who's going to win, go ahead. We also talk a little bit about this disturbing situation in Nevada. A lot of ranchers in our audience, and my main question is, are you following this? And, what do you make of it? I mean, you got 200 armed federal agents surrounding a farm, snipers out there, some calling it a range war, cattle have been killed. Democratic governors criticized the federal government, called it an intimidation. There's a First Amendment area where folks that are supporters of the family that is in the middle of this battle, they've had ranching rights on what is now BLM land prior to there being a BLM. And this is really over tortoises and getting them enough food, because one of the things the BLM has said is that this is an endangered species. They need food. The cattle are competing for their food. The family said, wake up, America. They're taking everything from us. So are you following it? What do you make of it? What's your take on that today on the program? Obviously, the situation in Pennsylvania, suburban Pittsburgh area school, a teen stabbing 22 kids with a kitchen knife. Interesting, we're not talking about guns immediately like we have in so many of these other cases, which is good, because in this case I think it proves when someone has intent on evil, doesn't matter how they go about doing what they do. Shouldn't we focus on that? I've been focused on the fact that he's been described as a teen with a blank expression going about this rampage. I wonder how the blank expression happened. What led to that? Why don't we go there rather than the weapon of choice? We talked about that today. We haven't talked a lot about this debate over equity pay, but it's a story and an interesting divide between North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, who voted against this, and Heidi Heitkamp, was sort of leading the charge for it and voting for it. Who's right on this particular issue? I smell a rat in the woodpile in this sense politically, that what the Democrats see is a chance to say, women, we're for you. See, this is another example where you prop up a victim. Women not getting equal pay, we're for you. And those evil Republicans who are against you is trying to be a political win to maybe take away some of the difficulties that have come from Obamacare. And one other story we've thrown in the mix here is this pit bull attack that was thwarted by a Good Samaritan up in Minot. A woman was about to be mauled by a pit bull, and a good neighbor stepped in there, raising the question, are we doing enough to deal with the dangerous dogs. So just a couple things on our mind, and obviously we ask what's on your mind because we want to know if it's those, if it's something else, you let us know. And the way you do that is by calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Morgan and Mandan's been waiting a while to tell us that there's some misinformation on the Nevada situation he wanted to straighten out. Morgan, what's not been said here that needs to be about that?
Well, thanks for taking me on the radio here, Scott.
Sure.
I'm actually originally from down there in Mesquite, Nevada, which is just about a mile northeast of Bunkerville. And basically this is going on between the federal government, the BLM, who is supposed to just be managing the land for the state, and they've basically taken complete control of the land. Clive Bundy, who is the owner of the cattle, is the one who is trying to fight against the BLM, and it's no longer just about his cattle that are out there. This is actually more or less about the taking of the state's rights and the state's ability to control its own land. And then it went from there into actual rights of U.S. citizens against their constitutional rights. As you said before, you've got the First Amendment zone that they had placed basically a bunch of orange, barriers up around an area.
I call it a pen, Morgan. They got like a fence, and they call it a sign that says First Amendment area. You know, I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah, it basically is. It's kind of like they put everybody together into one group and say, this is where you can protest at. The protest site was a long distance away from where the actual work would be going on. And so nobody would even be around the people that they would be protesting against. Nobody chose to go to that area. They chose to protest actually where the people would be at. And that has caused a lot of confrontation between the BLM and the people themselves. That being said, as far as the costs go, there is $1 million that has been spent just for the contract cowboy. These are the guys that are just being paid to round up the cattle. The estimated cost on this is going to be $3.3 million to round up this 908 head of cattle, of which Bundy himself has said only 500 of them are even his.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, think of those dollars. And again, over what? Not enough food for an endangered species, a tortoise, and somebody earlier called about the history in the background there. But like I say, I think the big issue here is this guy, he's got an agreement that is in his family going back to long before there was a BLM. All right. So that's the real issue here in that dispute. Why do you think he's lost in court on this?
Well, I don't think from what I have read up on this, because I've been following this since it originally started, once they started going on, because being from there, I've got a lot of friends and family who are still down there, and this is a big thing going on down there. They originally started where they would take his cows, and he would pay about $2 per head to have them on his range out there, and they would in turn help support his cows. They would help bring water to them through piping and stuff. They would help rebuild fences. And then they came in 93 and told him he had to remove his cows from 500 on this 600 acres or 600,000 acres of land to 150 head of cattle. And basically they were putting him out of business, so he stopped paying them. This is the reason why he's losing in court, is because he hasn't paid to have his cattle on that land to the federal government for 20-plus years, which they're estimating is about $1 million, is what he owes the government, and he's saying it's about $300,000. He has tried to pay the state and Clark County, who technically should be the ones who are owning this land, not the federal government, but they won't take the money from him. Plus, BLM is having their hands forced because they are being sued by a conservation group and have now been court-ordered twice to remove the cattle off the land.
And that's over the tortoises and the lack of food. Amazing story, Morgan. Thanks for adding some more background. Let me get Gene in here before the breakout in Valley City. Gene, what's your take on this?
Good morning, Scott. Glad to have you. Glad to hear you're talking about this issue in Nevada. Your last comment before the representatives came on, you said he believes he has the right. And now I've found out that he hasn't paid his grazing fees. Your previous caller was wrong on the amount. It's not $2 a head. It's per animal unit per month. Now, we can't talk about this case without talking about the Wayne Hank case, also from Nevada. And that's several years ago. And U.S. Fish and Wildlife cut his fences so that his cattle would get out, and then they were trespassing on BLM land. The same thing happened to Wayne Hank.
Who's right? Who's right is my question, Gene. You can answer that on the other side of the break. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. And how this order is being enforced is what most deserves me to tell you the truth. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Back at Jamestown, question, what's on your mind? Today, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. By the way, thank our roadshow sponsor. They put us on the road, the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, PetroServe USA. Lots of choice with those blender pumps. When you fill up at a PetroServe location, you find them at Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, West Fargo. Well, I forgot Castleton. Castleton, if we're doing west-east here, we got to get Castleton, West Fargo, Moorhead, and Fargo in there, as well as some of their Minnesota cities up in Bemidji, Dilworth, Glendon, and Wahpeton as well in North Dakota. Also home of the 4-for-4 special every day. Four items, $4, your choice. And we are at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill in Jamestown today. Going to talk more with Sherry Heyer, who, along with her husband Jim, own this wonderful restaurant, natives of Jamestown. So we'll talk about more of the unique characteristics of this wonderful destination spot. We're celebrating the best of all the Plains has to offer, and this is certainly the best of Jamestown, for sure. Okay, Gene, go ahead and finish your thought there on this situation in Nevada. You presented a couple of the facts at hand here from folks that aren't following us. Obviously, a lot of folks are. Who do you think's right in this situation?
Okay, Scott, the rancher is right. Before the representatives got on, you said that he believes that he has the right. Okay, in the West, there are grazing rights. The federal government owns about 90% or 95% of Nevada. Okay, how can a ranch exist? It exists by grazing rights. They are indeed property. Okay, now I mentioned Wayne Hague. Wayne Hague wrote a book called Storm Over the Range. This is when Terry Wanzek gets on next, you ask him. I have met Terry Wanzek. He's a good guy. Okay, ask Terry what would happen if the U.S. Fish and Wildlife were to find the prairie skink on his land and say, "You're done. You're out of here." Ask
him
that.
Your livelihood, the prairie skink, you said?
Yes, an endangered lizard in North Dakota.
I'll do that.
Very endangered.
I think you've hit on why everybody's watching this situation and how the situation has been enforced. I have to tell you is what's most disturbing to me. When you have 200 armed.
Can I have 30 seconds?
Yes.
Okay. One of your best callers was Mark from Grand Forks. Okay, Mark from Grand Forks used to be out in Washington. The spotted owl put him out of business. He now lives up by Grand Forks. His website is Stand Up For Your Rights. Get Mark from Grand Forks on your program for a guest. He used to call in. He doesn't call in anymore. I think you guys kept cutting him off.
No, I mean, we don't cut anybody off. Everybody gets to say here that calls in without question. I mean, obviously, at some point, you've got to stop the conversation. If you have other calls waiting, there's other factors. But no, nobody gets cut off on this program. That's for sure. In the sense
okay,
of, you know.
We've got the sage grouse. We've got.
The prairie skink.
What's
the
going
prairie
on.
Skink, the North Dakota lizard. Can't wait to find out more about that one. Gene, appreciate your call and your passion on the issue. Dave and Beulah, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Dave.
Yeah, say, good morning. Say, do you know, is there a petition going to be going out for signatures for the property tax? Abolishing the property tax, you know?
Well, that's the resurrected measure too. They've talked about fact gathering and number of things. Two things actually. One, the Farm Bureau was looking at a property tax reform petition that they've since decided against. And then the former Measure 2 group has been out doing a number of meetings and certainly suggesting that they were going to put a question on the ballot and gather signatures. And I actually haven't heard anything on that for a while. Assume they're proceeding down that path, but haven't heard, Dave.
Because that has to be in by, what, the middle of June or something, right?
Yeah, I don't remember the deadline either. You know, there's a number of... You take some time, though, to gather the signatures. They've done a lot of the listening sections, and that's sort of where I left off, what they were hearing, and the overwhelming sense I got from folks was that they'd be doing it. But I haven't heard that they're actually gathering the signatures or got the petitions. I can make a note here. We'll check into it for you. We'll ask some of the folks in that group.
Yeah, because here, I live up here in Mercer County in Beulah, and our taxes, we got a tax increase last year of anywhere from, from 12 to 27%. And now this year, just in the last year, we just had a meeting the other night, our taxes have gone up anywhere from 15 to 30% again, our property taxes in 1 year's time.
So you're ready for some reform. You're ready for some
We're
big changes.
We're ready for some reform. You darn right. Yep.
They appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Okay.
Sherry Heyer is back with me. Sherry is the proprietor here. She's the passion behind the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, right? This is your baby.
This is my baby. I spent a lot of time here when we were remodeling.
What are you most proud of? If I open the menu, and I'm sitting next to Sherry, about to dine at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill for the first time, what are you going to point me towards?
Scott, you know, we have the best menu. I got to just tell you, everything here is made from scratch. We don't have anything frozen except for, you know, some of the ice cubes and things like that, of course. But everything's made from scratch. Chewy and Andrew, our new executive chef and kitchen manager, change up our menu. And we have monthly features, and we have, you know, a beautiful Sunday buffet, and we have our brunch, I should say, and we have an Easter buffet, and we have a mother. I can't tell you because there's so many things going on here, but the steaks are you can't get a better steak, and I'm not kidding you.
The Rotisserie Grill is unique. You know, that's not something you find in many restaurants. Talk about why you like the Rotisserie Grill as part of what you offer.
Well, okay, I've got to tell you, because we have, you know, the restaurant in Jamestown, in Fargo, we just thought, you know, there isn't a rotisserie from here to Bismarck, and there, you know, maybe Montana. I don't know if there is one in Bismarck now, but we just thought Jamestown needed this. And, in fact, we have another restaurant that's sort of competing with us now. I don't want to say competing, but after we opened up, they added a rotisserie grill to their restaurant, too.
Competition makes everybody
better,
right?
It makes you step up to the plate and be that much better. But, no, that's the reason why we added a rotisserie. We had to add on a whole addition to the back of our restaurant to put our rotisserie in. But it doesn't look like what we've got in Fargo. It's compact, it's closed in, but does the same thing.
A lot of great things to be here. This is just one of those unique places. If you're going to come to Jamestown and visit, and you maybe you're going to chat with Terry Wadzik here in a little bit. Terry, I bet he brings somebody right here. They say, hey, isn't this a neat place? These are the kind of things we're trying to celebrate here. You know, you don't bring folks to a chain restaurant. You don't bring them to a chain store. You bring them to things that really celebrate the uniqueness of communities, and this is a prime example of it. So it's one of the reasons we want to make it one of our first stops, and we're glad to have you. You know what my favorite part of the restaurant is?
What?
That little spray plane up there above the fireplace.
Aww.
That is a little memento reminding us of your father, right?
Yep. That's my dad up there watching over us.
Exactly right. That's pretty cool. Thanks for having us, Sherry. It's been lots of fun.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, the spot for our broadcast today. When we come back, let's talk farming. Let's talk agriculture. Terry Wadzik will join us coming up on the program after a short timeout. Welcome more of your calls. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best. With that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service, the calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, we're back at Jamestown today. Better check the Facebook poll and see how we're doing on the question of who will win tonight's opening game in the NCAA tournament between the University of North Dakota and the University of Minnesota tonight. That's our poll question, and I can hardly even believe that there's a debate over this, because to me there's no question the University of North Dakota wins this. But some Gopher fans have infiltrated this, and they're making this a race, so therefore you better weigh in on our Facebook page. And let me do some quick math here. I'm not going to have the number in time, but we're up there in nearing 30 votes, so but it's still closer than it should be. So check that out if you would, and get that tilting towards the North Dakota side on tonight's big game in the Frozen Four, back on the national stage for the Fighting, so that's pretty extraordinary. Going to chat with Terry Wanzig just a moment here. Caller from Jamestown wanted to weigh in. We're in Jamestown, so we'll put priority on Jamestown callers. Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just had to give a shout-out to Chewy and the rest of the BCRG staff. Phenomenal food, and if there's only one rotisserie in Jamestown, that's at the Buffalo City Grill. So the other one doesn't even count. The food doesn't even compare. Hands down, best food you're going to get in Jamestown.
BCRG, you even gave the place an acronym there with the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. So you know you're a patron, you're a regular. And we chatted with Chewy either. He runs one of the senior managers here, runs a great restaurant. All the whole team here, as you heard Sherry Heyer, the owner, say the people are great. So it's fun to be here. Brian, appreciate the shout out. Thanks a bunch. Good to hear from you. 800-228-0550 is that telephone number. Terry Wanzik's here. Terry is a state senator and a farmer, along with his father and brother near Jamestown, and one of my go-to guys on ag issues. We catch up with quite a bit during the legislative session, but came to Jamestown and had to say hi. How you doing, Terry?
Good morning, Scott. Glad to see you here.
Yeah.
Welcome to Jamestown.
First trip, I'm embarrassed to say, to the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill here.
Well, I'm certain you'll be back more often now.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that you see this fine restaurant.
It is. It's a great addition to downtown here, isn't it?
Yep. My family and I eat here quite often, and we've had birthday parties and a baptismal event here, and I actually introduced Governor Jack Dalrymple when he made his announcement before the last election at this restaurant here in Jamestown.
It's a go-to place. Jamestown in general just seems to be really kind of stepping it up a notch. Give me a little assessment of your take on how things are going.
Well, yes. You know, I often think of the North Dakota situation. I recall when I graduated from high school, and Sherry and I were visiting a little bit and reminiscing about the old Jamestown high school days. I hate to admit how many years ago that was, but I recall getting out of school and not seeing much opportunity in our community and in our state, and I compare that to what we have today. It's just a tremendous feeling, and we're so blessed to live in this state. I'm very, very proud to be a North Dakotan. And right, what's happening in Jamestown here now, we've got a lot going on at the Spiritwood Egg Energy site. They're developing an ethanol plant. Excuse me. I also, my brother and I have personally invested in that to a small degree. There's talk of a fertilizer plant that was moving along quite fine. It did get put on hold here for a little bit. We're hopeful that that will continue. Agriculture's been booming. That really helps our community. And there's a lot of other things happening. The markets, the housing market is strong and hot, and things are looking very promising here as well.
Agriculture is in the fabric of everything in Jamestown, big part of Stutsman County, and I want to talk a little bit of agriculture. You and I have talked before about this just extraordinary boom. You know, a lot of us focus on an energy boom, but there's been an ag boom that is just unprecedented and a pretty good string. And obviously everything's a little cyclical, and I know in your particular case there wasn't quite enough moisture last year, so it wasn't the best of years, but in comparison, we're still on a pretty good run here, aren't we?
We are. You know, I think the past 5 years in my personal farming career have been phenomenal, beyond anything I would have ever expected, unprecedented, I would have to describe it as such. It's almost a boom in the agriculture environment that's very similar to what's happening to oil.
How long will it continue? You see any storm clouds on the horizon?
Yes, unfortunately. I mean, I don't like to be negative. I'm a positive person. I like to look at the positive side of things. But I do recognize realities, and I think there are some market corrections. Farmers do a great job of answering the call when there's a demand for crops and the prices present that. We've stepped up to the plate, and we've nationwide, you know, have grown, and globally wide, have grown a lot of crops to meet those needs, and our supplies and stocks have risen somewhat. But it is cyclical. There's anything could happen that could drive those prices right back up. It's a fickle global market, dependent on a lot of, you know, uncertainties, and you just never know what it's going to do. You have to be prepared and have to be looking ahead and have a, you know, beyond a one-year plan, a five-year plan even, to succeed and survive in this business.
The thing I respect most about farmers these days is just the unbelievable amount of business acumen it takes. You know, the days of just sort of, you know, the family farm, little small, you know, it's a big business. You know, and it takes a lot of, you know, insight and analysis and looking ahead and, you know, the world market and the prices. And it's, you know, I think we sometimes lose sight of the fact that, you know, you think of a businessman as somebody at a bank or somebody on Main Street or in a particular manufacturing sector. I mean, the amount of business acumen that it takes to be a successful farmer today is a big part of your operation, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. There's many of our prominent businessmen in this community are farmers as well. And I majored in a business and accounting at Jamestown College. I was going to be a CPA. Excuse me, a frog in my throat today. But that was my original goal, and as it turned out, it came back to farming, and I'm very thankful that I have that business background. We have my son involved in the farm now. He graduated from the University of North Dakota, actually with his master's degree in business, and also my nephew, who's assimilating into the farm, he graduated from Jamestown College with a business background. So absolutely, businesses, having a business acumen is vital to succeeding in the agriculture industry. You've got to be a kind of a jack of all trades, but business is one of the top demands on our skills.
And in your case, you're doing a lot of value added, where it's not you know, you've got the bean operation and and livestock feed as well. Talk about how important that is these days.
That's very important. Matter of fact, I got to thank you, Scott, for inviting me to your show here today. Otherwise, I'd be loading 100-pound bags on a boxcar right now.
That's what you got son and nephew for, right?
Well, they've been texting me wondering where the heck I am.
You know? Your brother's going to grumble when you get back to the farm.
Yeah. That's a vital part of agriculture. We've created, you know, additional jobs. I think farmers have to get more involved in just the development. We have to understand the final markets. Even if we're not part of them, we have to understand them and understand what our consumers are looking for. You know, things are always vertically moving up that in that direction, where we have more control of the total production chain.
We had a call earlier. I wanted to ask you about the prairie sink. Talked about a North Dakota lizard, and said he was talking about the situation in Nevada, but just said, can you imagine? Asked Terry Wanzig about, you know, if the U.S. Fish and Wildlife folks wanted to shut down his farm operation over protecting a North Dakota lizard, how you'd react. When we talk about some of those storm clouds on the horizon, and obviously the minefield of maneuvering all the ups and downs and the cyclical nature of the markets and pricing and everything else, how much does government weigh in, and what keeps you up at night?
Well, I'd have to say that it, unfortunately, probably quite a bit of it does keep me up at night. You know, I'm absolutely concerned about, you know, being a good steward of the land, no doubt about that. But I often worry about some of the oversight and regulations that are coming and how they might control and, you know, harm our ability to manage the land that we see see needs to be done.
How much is that? How much has that changed just in recent years? As far as you know, you hear stories about potholes being deemed navigable waters for crying out loud, and the EPA trying to regulate that, or you know the different restrictions that come on what you can and can't do. Is that every year? Does it get a little worse?
I do recall my grandfather talking about he was paid by the same federal government to drain some of those wetlands to produce food, and the thought was, you know, that they serve no purpose. I mean, and that was very much more important and vitally necessary to produce food on those acres versus there being a wetland there. So we've kind of come full circle. The same government that's monitoring us and monitoring me and making sure that I don't convert a wetland is the same one that paid my grandfather at one time too. You know, drain the wetlands. But that's probably at a time in a period where there was more concern about going hungry. I think we've done such a fine job that people just take their food and their clothing and their sustenance in that sense for granted.
That's dangerous, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think history has proven that out. Again, you know, I want to make sure to all the listeners that the majority of us farmers do have a keen interest in the welfare of our natural resources and taking care of our land. I think of my nephew who's coming on board farming. He, in the last years, raised over 100 pheasants and released them. He grows food plots. We're planting trees. We're doing a lot of things to try and address those concerns, but I think it's much more important that it's done from the private standpoint and us understanding that's necessary versus strong-arming people into doing things that they don't want to do.
Makes sense. Gabe and Antler with a question or comment for our guest, Terry Wanzik, today from Jamestown. Go ahead, Gabe. What's your question or comment?
I'd just like to touch a little base. You asked a question earlier, who was right in the situation that's going on in Nevada, and you need to have a little background as to what goes on here, and it's happened right here in the state of North Dakota. A couple years ago, Lloyd Jones with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was going around with a program they had to sign up lands under perpetual easements. It took a little bit, but when he got backed into a corner, Lloyd admitted that the federal government retains the right to change the stipulations, the parameters of that perpetual easement if they choose. The producer, the person that owns the land, only has one recourse, to file a claim in federal court for a takings. These things take billions of dollars and decades to be heard. That's exactly what's happening in Nevada and all around this country. And the federal government has unlimited resources to pursue these. Most of the people who have this happen to them do not have the resources that it takes to fight these things in the courts.
Good points, Gabe. Unfortunately, I got to go up against the break here. I want to give Senator Wanzek a chance to address that question. But speaking of things we take for granted, you know, again, with moves like that, you know, add to the uncertainty, what could they do with a perpetual easement? We'll talk with Terry about that when we come back from Jamestown today. Don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about two blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's on your mind? We're live at Jamestown today at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, getting ready to have lunch right here. First meal at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill in Jamestown today, part of our Best of the Plains tour. And by the way, if you have a suggestion on a great spot we ought to go, it doesn't have to be just food, although we, you know, a good meal will get us anywhere. A good piece of pie, Todd and I are there. Just name the time, right? But if whatever it is, whatever makes the community you live, your hometown, where you live, unique, let us know, because we're on a best of bucket list tour of the great places all throughout the Northern Plains. Quick tally, by the way, on the, I think it was a mid-20s for votes, 14 now in favor of the Sioux, and I don't know, probably 7, 8, 9, somewhere in the neighborhood for Minnesota on who will win tonight, so check that out. Chatting with Terry Wanzek, Senator Terry Wanzek is a farmer from here, and along with his dad and brother and son and nephew, a farming operation just outside Jamestown. As well as serving folks in this region in the state senate in North Dakota. So Gabe from Antler says perpetual easements. And the legislature's actually dealt with this situation. What's your take on perpetual easements?
Scott, I don't like perpetual easements. You know, I have nothing against easements in general, but the perpetual ones are like we're saying, we have no trust or faith in our future heirs. We don't believe they can make the right decisions. We have to put an easement on it today. In our self-righteous sense, thinking we know what's best, even 100 years or 200 years into the future. So I don't like perpetual easements.
Are they still around? Are they still? Is he right that that's a threat?
Well, yes, I do believe it is. I've seen some of the problems with perpetual easements. Some of the land that we own has perpetual easements on it. I can just about guess that the farmer who signed it, you know, figured he's giving up that wetland area, but they didn't read all the fine print and how that easement controls the whole rest of the corridor. You know, it controls whether you can take certain action. I know in one sense there was a public road that needed some clay to build up the grade, and they were going to take it off the neighbor's land who was willing to let them do that. They found out it had a perpetual easement on it. They wouldn't even let them take clay out of the knolls or the hill because it might impact the wetlands. So,
is there enough awareness now that when folks come around trying to peddle a perpetual easement that there's you're looking for it?
Well, there is from my standpoint and a lot of the people that I've talked to, but it is enticing. I mean, they are offering some pretty good money to, and if somebody, you know, is struggling financially, it is enticing to sign that perpetual easement. But again, I know I've been offered on some. I mean, it's tempting, but I'm looking into the future and I'm thinking, no, I'm going to trust, you know, some of the next generation or my grandchildren generation to make some of those decisions on what's best to manage the land. If I can, I'll share with you. I did it during the break, but if I could share with the listeners, when I listen to this, I'm wondering, where's Thomas Jefferson today? And one of the more famous quotes that Thomas Jefferson had is one that I always like to fall back on, and I think a lot highly of it. He said he knows of no ultimate depository of the powers other than the people themselves. And if the people are not wholesome in the discretion of that power, it's not government's right to take away their power, but it's government's responsibility to educate their discretion. In other words, I believe the people closest to the problem are the ones that are best at making the decisions about their property. And if we feel in some cases they're not wholesome in how they're doing it, I think most of us are looking for education. We're willing to learn, willing to find better ways to meet this balance that everybody's looking for.
And we were also talking during the break, something I wasn't aware of, didn't get a lot of attention, but the North Dakota legislature actually dealt with the issue of perpetual easements, right?
Well, this last session we did pass a law that all perpetual easements, once they're 50 years old, they automatically have to be renegotiated. Of course, there's those who will argue, and this starts in 2017, by the way, and of course there are those who will argue, well, the federal jurisdiction takes precedence over that law. But our response maybe to that is Colorado passed a law legalizing marijuana, and the federal government takes precedence over that, and they seem to be ignoring that state law, so maybe we can hope they would ignore this state law as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, pleasure chatting with you today on the program.
My pleasure, too.
Appreciate your good work in the legislature and all the good things you're doing. We always appreciate when we need a question answered on ag issues, we can go to you and the team at TMT Farms.
Well, thank you so much, Scott. And next time, don't take so long to come back to Jamestown.
We're going to be more frequent visitors, for sure.
Okay.
All right, good to
thank
see you.
Thank you.
Senator,
my pleasure.
Senator Terry Wanzek, our guest talking ag today on the program, brought to you in part, by the way, by our friends at High Plains Apache, home of those Apache sprayers. And I tell you, they have that new wonderful ET Ag Center, which means they are your largest source of ag application parts. And by the way, not just for Apache sprayers. Apache sprayers are the best, but if you have another a sprayer out there, they can take care of you. And if they don't have it in one of their 50,000 parts at High Plains Apache, they'll get it to you shipped directly to the door in days. So when we say world's largest source of ag application parts, we mean it. They back it up with that ET Ag Center now at both locations. Of course, they're on Eastside Court in Mandan, which is right across from the Bonanza off Main Street in Mandan, also in Fargo, too. Online anytime at High Plains Apache. Call them, 701-663-2375, that number if you want that direct shipping. Got a great dedicated team. They have one focus, sprayers, and it shows in everything they do and doing it well. HighPlainsApache.com or give them a call. All right, friends, out of time for today. From Jamestown, go Sue, and we will see you tomorrow on the program. We call What's On Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinn, and God bless you, and bye-bye. What's not to love about half off? Half off anything. 50% off. That's right. Slash it in half. That's the deal now through the end of April at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. You've heard me talk about this for years for good reason. This place is fabulous. You can truly relax. They have the Coppadora Veda Spa. We're going to take 50% off any spa treatment at Chase on the Lake now through the end of April. 50% off any room, whatever you need. Three-bedroom condo tell, all the way down to a single king room. And every room is fantastic at Chase on the Lake. 50% off private bowling. You have some fun at the Chasers Bowling Alley. Our family loves it. Crank up the jukebox. Have a great time. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your entire stay. That entire deal, 50% off the room, the spa treatment, the bowling, and free breakfast every day, any Sunday through Thursday. Promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.